Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was lurking in a legendary dark tunnel near a young man's home?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Then it is 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call into Real Ghost Stories Online and share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like the show, keep us on there. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP, as we call them. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com to do all of that. We'd love for your support. Get access to our advanced episodes, the EPP bonus episodes, and so much more. There's just so much there for you at ghostpodcast.com. And that's what keeps us on the air. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. What's going on?
Well, Tony, not too much. What's up with you?
I am copying and pasting our first story.
I know exactly what you're doing.
Because I want to have Casey Kasem read it again.
Because we talked about this on the last episode you and I did.
Yep.
So you got a new, I want to say toy, but it's a program would be better.
It's a program, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So you first experimented with your own voice. You recorded in some text, and then you can manipulate it to say anything you want it to say in that recorded voice.
In my own voice or in the voice of whatever I put into it. So I put into a case of Casey Kasem, and it's, I think, the only place anyone has ever emulated Casey Kasem is on our show. And this is what we're doing. And it's just for a little while. We're not going to do this all the time. It's just a fun little interesting thing around Halloween of Casey Kasem is back from the grave. And he is coming back to read ghost stories for us here on Real Ghost Stories Online.
We're recording this the day after Halloween.
Yeah.
So Halloween, literally for us, just happened.
And for all of us listening on the episode, December 1st is the drop date of this. But if you're listening to us on as an EPP, an extra podcast person, you're listening to it November 2nd. So you guys get the whole month
ahead.
One
of the benefits.
Yep. Exactly. But it's just so interesting. And I'm not going to do this all the time, but I've been playing with this and I'm just so intrigued by just how well this thing reads. And it's crazy. I mean, just the idea of another, it's a deep fake is what it is basically. Like you have those videos. Yeah, but it's with another voice. So we have Casey Kasem. He's going to do the story in a moment. But how was your Halloween? Let's talk about that for a moment.
My Halloween was super boring.
Yeah.
Yours was fun, but mine was super boring because I have an almost 16-year-old dog, and like I ended up, this is horrible. But I stayed home and I did not turn on my porch light because I'm
not.
There's not going to be anybody come by anyway.
What if they came by like, oh my God, you're Carol Hughes?
Then I would be like, no, I'm not.
We were in Branson this weekend.
What are you doing?
We were in Branson this weekend, and we were at a bowling alley called Andy B's. It was down in the little like shopping area, and it was me and Harper sitting there, and we ordered a pizza and had some sodas, and somebody came up to us who was in, they were in Halloween costume because I think it was like a Halloween thing going on down there, and they're like, Tony and Harper?
And
Harper's like, yes.
That's funny.
And I'm like, yeah, hi. She's like, I love your show. And they just like, we got recognized and it was
so cool because seriously, totally, if you and Harper were out together, who wouldn't recognize you?
It totally blew her mind. And she's so I don't know what to do with this kid because, I mean, it's this weird.
Created a little monster.
I know. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's do it. Let's let Casey do our first story today here on the show.
Watch out.
And here comes the countdown.
I have always had asthma. For as long as I can remember, I briefly worked in a meat processing plant. Not because I wanted to, but because my wife was 4 months pregnant with my oldest daughter and I needed to be able to put food on the table. My workstation was located right underneath a roof-mounted air conditioning unit. One afternoon, the unit had sprung a coolant leak right down into my work area. From the time that I realized that I couldn't breathe, I had just enough time to turn around and grab a hold of a friend's coat and then blackness. The next thing I know, I was watching from above as they were carrying my body down the stairs. Then, as quickly as I was watching them carry me down, I was gone again. Now, I grew up hearing stories about a tunnel and a light and so forth, but for me it was something completely different. In the blink of an eye, I was transported to a grassy field on the bank of a river. I started walking towards the river and several wooden picnic tables. The type that you would see at a park popped up. The river went horizontally from one end of the clearing to the other with another river that came to a T right at the picnic area. Across the river, on the right side of the T river, storm clouds loomed and lightning crashed to the ground. The left side of the river T was bright and sunny with a green rolling hill that blocked any view of what lay beyond. Both sides were a mystery as to what lay just beyond the riverbanks. Then the people just seemed to materialize from out of nowhere. It was full of people that I had known, both dead and alive, along with people that I honestly had no idea who they were. The memory of all of their faces is still engraved into my mind, and I have just recently met another person in life that I had met on that bank. I looked to the sky and yelled out, asking if this was just some cruel joke. I said that I had finally married a wonderful woman and a daughter who I will never meet. My grandfather, who still watches over me and my family to this day, put his hand on my shoulder and told me that I had three choices. Puzzled, I looked at him and asked, three. He said yes. I can get into the little wooden boat that was moored at the picnic area, and I could go to the right or I could go to the left banks. I asked him what was waiting for me over there, and all he could say was that I could go either to the right or to the left. Then, me being kind of slow on the draw, realized he had said three options, and I asked what the third option was. He turned me around and pointed down the path that I had just come off of. You can go back, but you need to hurry if that's the way you want to go. Without hesitation, I waved goodbye as I sprinted back down the way I came. Then there was blackness. I woke up in a bed in the building infirmary. My nose burned from the pure oxygen that was being forced into my lungs. My buddy was there along with several emergency people. He told me that I had taken my last breath as they were carrying me down the stairs almost a half hour ago. The first responders had been doing everything they had been trained to do until the ambulance showed up. Honestly, I felt a little jipe because I had read stories about people who got extrasensory abilities after a NDE, and this was the second time I had almost died and still nothing, or so I thought, but that is a story all into itself.
That's where it ends, Casey.
I love it. He said she got jiped.
Jiped. Jipped.
Jiped. There's something just fascinating. Like, what's that? Like, I was having a hard time really focusing on the story because I'm so focused on Casey Kasem reading the story.
Well, it's amazing. Like, it's like, holy shit, this is brand new Casey Kasem. Like, Casey Kasem's reading a brand new story.
It sounds robotic. You know what I mean? It's I don't know. It's just kind of fascinating for me. So I want to super comment on that, but I'm having a little bit of a hard time.
Yeah.
Because I was really paying attention to his voice. But that said,
I can't wait to make you a voice, which is going to be really fun.
I can't wait because I'm going to say something brilliant and then you're going to have me say something really stupid. Right
all
now,
the time. Right? Like, just going to type it in.
I was like, here I am sitting on my ass again. I'm feeling a little bit jiped. No, I'm feeling a little bit jiped.
Yeah.
But I think that's fascinating, those near-death experiences. Like how you would see someone and they would be like, you could go this way or that way.
Yeah.
You know? And I've talked to a couple people in my life that had a near-death experience. And it was very much, they were all like they wanted to go. Like it just felt like home and they wanted to be there. And it was love and light and goodness, and they wanted to be there. It was very attractive to them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I hope it's like that. I hope I don't be like, oh, shit, I'm going that direction. Damn it.
What's going on? Yeah, no, I know. I completely agree.
Hey, Tony.
Oops. I didn't mean to play that, but. No, it's.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony. It's not an EVP. I'm just getting your next call ready. That's all. But no, yeah, I completely agree.
But I just think that would be fascinating. And I also think it would be really life-changing to go through something like that, because that would be like, okay, I'm here for a reason now.
Yeah.
So I think you would be a bit consumed with that.
Yeah.
Like all the time, like, I should be dead. Why am I not dead? Why am I still here? What is the reason I'm here?
No,
I sound robotic. But you know what I mean? It would be that constant questioning everything.
Yeah.
Why was I given a second chance when other people weren't? I just think it would be fascinating and scary and life changing completely. Yeah.
I completely agree. Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, Best Fiends. I know if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know how much I love this game, especially during the holidays. You know, when you kind of need a little mental palate cleanser from everything that's going on because there's just so much going on. Yeah, that's a good little escape for you. And it kind of exercises your mind, too. I love that playing Best Fiends is it feels like I'm doing something and a little, giving me a little bit of me time, which is important, and also just taking a break. Check out Best Fiends. It has it all, an amazing storyline, collectible friends, tons of fun puzzles. I can't put it down. It's quite possibly the best puzzle game out there. And if you don't have Wi-Fi or something like that, don't worry. You can play the downloaded version of the game in offline mode. It's right there for you. They're updating it all the time. New levels, new fiends, new this, new that. It's always exciting. Check it out for yourself. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Let's go to a caller and hear another ghost story. Hi.
Hey, Tony. It's the pest. I may have reminded you of this before, but one of these days you're going to have to come around Halloween to Fairborn, Ohio, where they have Foy's. You can look it up. You come off of South Maple on the north, you'll see the aliens with their spaceship. You go on down the street, and you see the pirates and their ship. Go across the street, and you will see old-fashioned horse-drawn hearse and the headless horseman. Go on down the street, and you will walk into a tavern where a man is sycophantically electrocuted every so often. And you can open up a refrigerator with body parts in it. And they sell body parts, fake, of course. And you come back out of the building, and right there is a gigantic electric chair that you pretend that you get shocked in. And right across the street from it is called the Foy Store. Here is a bench that you can sit next to a ghoul and have your picture taken. And just for the Halloween time, you will see a man doubled over a barrel puking out toxic waste. Yeah, toxic waste. Green at that. And you can go into the store where you can see all these masks that are really cool. And you can also buy, it's an old-fashioned store, where you can buy old-fashioned candies. You can buy decks of cards, polished stones, jacks, and then the Halloween time, they have a scary thing you go through in the back part of it. But even when it's not Halloween time, they have the Halloween store open. And when you step back out, if you look up, you can see ghosts and bats and stuff flying across. But I think you and your daughter would think that'd be interesting to check up on whenever you visit Fairborn, Ohio. You guys take care.
I love our pest.
I love that so much. And so while she was talking, I looked it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
It looks pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah. And they do a Halloween festival, but it's before Halloween. Let me get back to that because it was before Halloween, and then they have, it was the 15th through 17th this year, that 10th annual Halloween festival. But
yeah,
that Saturday night, they have a zombie walk.
Ooh.
Requesting police escort. That may be something that they were still working on, and that ended up in the schedule. It says, but the walk begins in the library parking lot, continues north on Pleasant, west on Xenia, south on Wright, and north on Main, back to the main stage. Wouldn't that be fun? Like, it's an organized zombie walk.
Yeah. No, and I love our pest. She's just so fun. And I love that she listens and she still calls. And
I would totally go there for Halloween.
And pest, I love you. So please call anytime you want. Don't ever feel like you're a pest. Because
loved her.
You are one of our most loyal listeners in the world. And we love you no matter what. So I know life gets rough. But please keep calling us and we love you. That's all. So 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Another caller? Here we go. Let's hear a ghost story.
Hi. So this has been, I think a few weeks ago, a couple days ago, give or take. And there's an abandoned nursing home in my hometown that people say is haunted. So, it was homecoming week, and it was the night of the bonfire. Me and a couple buddies, me and two women went in there, I should say. We didn't do anything foolish in there. All we did was mosey on in there and walked around. And there's a hallway where it splits into a T, one or two, where it goes to two auditoriums. One small, for like storing for chairs and tables, you know. Stuff like that. And the other one leads you to an auditorium about half the size of a middle school auditorium, give or take, maybe even smaller. And both women stayed behind in the middle of that hallway. I remember actually trying to squeeze through a door that was kind of ajar. One was shut and one was kind of open, kind of closed at the same time. So, kind of give or take, I could squeeze my skinny ass through there. Well, I tried to go through and door tries to shut on my. I'm going to say something I may regret here. And if you're a woman, please cover your ears and your children's ears. But it nearly made me lose my dick. And one of them saw a light flicker on.
It happens.
And their experience before I showed up was someone growling and doing something else I cannot recall. So yeah, that was my experience. It's funny, but yet at the same time, scared all of us shitless.
Think?
Yeah. And also, y'all have a good podcast. I listen to y'all 24/7 sometimes, whenever I'm working or whenever I'm bored from listening to my music. Anyway, thank y'all, and y'all are one hell of a podcast group.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate your blunt honesty of what happened. I mean, I believe him. I mean, he was so real. It's like, cool. That's fucking horrible. But oh my God, like, but you have that moment. Like, how I don't know how to say this, but it's like, yeah, like this almost happened. And
it was so funny because I thought he goes, ladies, cover your ears.
Well, he was being polite. You know, he was.
Or cover your children's ears.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say, I almost shit my pants.
No.
But he didn't.
No, he was just trying to be like, almost lost his dick.
I did not see that.
Oh my God. Can you imagine that horrible experience? Like, what happened last night at the haunted house, honey? I lost my dick.
Well, that's enough to keep you away from there forever.
That's weird. What do you do with that? I don't know. What the fuck do you do with that? Oh my God. Oh.
Like, could you imagine? That would be a story forever. It's like, well, what happened to the guy without the penis? Well,
the guy without the penis. Oh my God. And he just like wears like a weird mask on top of like the stub. It was like a Jason mask on the stub.
Just where the penis once was.
And you hear the Halloween music and here it comes. And there's the stub with the Jason mask on. Oh my God, that's horrible.
And the music would be some kind of variation of ow, 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 ow.
Would it be porn music ow, 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 or would it be more like Jason music? You know, I don't know what.
Ow, 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 ow.
Oh my God.
But man, that.
Or Halloween.
Hurt.
Halloween. Because Jason music is not. Halloween music is what I'm thinking of. This is the Halloween.
No, that's, I think, The Exorcist.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do Halloween here in just 1 second. So we need John Carpenter Halloween music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this would be.
It's a great soundtrack.
Like, yeah. Oh my God. What is that man over there? Do you see him, Carol? I see him in the Murder She Shed.
You mean the one without a penis?
Is that what's going on?
He doesn't have a penis.
There's no pants on. What? Right. Wait.
But.
What is that there, though?
There's a face where his penis is.
There's something there. Oh my God. He's coming towards us. What is that on his penis?
It's a mask.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is where you gotta like do something. You gotta like.
You don't have a penis.
You have to be like the Lori and like really attack him and do something here because I'm dying. So fucking.
And I can't get really loud because my dog's so.
So fucking do something. Kill the fucking man. Okay. I'm dying over here. In like a very like concerted way because you don't want to disturb your dog. So do it. In some way.
Yeah, but once you're dead, there's no return.
I'm done. Fucking kill him. Fucking do something right now. Right now. Go.
I'm in the middle of saving myself.
Go. Go. Fucking do something.
I'm running away. You're on your own, Tony. Can't help me now, Tony. The man without a penis got you.
Halloween. Man without a penis, coming October 2021. On Hulu, Netflix, and Twitter.
Yeah, when that movie, somebody writes that, they better give that guy some credit.
Isn't there another one? There's like a third one coming out, I believe, at some point.
The Halloween, that whole new thing is going to be a trilogy.
Yeah, so I've seen the second. Me and Harp watched the second the other night, and she really got into it, and I honestly kind of fell asleep. I got to watch it again because I enjoyed it, but I was just tired. I'm like, I fell asleep. But she's like, this is great, and I mean, it's like. It's just Jason or Halloween, whatever the fuck his name is, killing people over and over and over again. And
that's what he does.
And it's like, okay, what are we doing? And it's like,
it's
okay, I think you killed the daughter now, but Jamie's still alive, of course, because Jamie will never die. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know.
I'm killing them all, bitches.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I love these classics that are still around, but at the same point, I will say this, the new Conjuring 3, fucking horrible. I'm sorry. No. Don't waste your fucking time on that shit. I mean, it's just, it's almost like if you want just a horror movie, sure, but it's like, I'm waiting for Ed and Lorraine to like wear like superhero outfits in these movies at this point.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm waiting for like Ed to be like, I'm Spider-Man or something, because it's just so far out there. And I'm sorry, there's some shady shit that went on with Ed. And the fact that we've not talked about this all that much, I'm not going to dive into it deep, but it's, I'm sorry, there's just some shady shit there. And I'm not super cool on glorifying everything about that shit. Were they, you know, very, you know, entrepreneurial and some of the trailblazers in our industry? Sure. But I'm sorry, there's some shady shit that points back at that guy. And I'm just not totally cool on it.
Now we all want to hear more.
Yeah. And I've talked to many, many people in this world, and I talk to people on both sides. But I'm not going to be just, I'm not going to dig into it because I don't know any of it. But I'm sorry, I'm not going to ignore it either. There is some shady shit there. And true, not true, I don't know. But I'm not going to pretend like it doesn't exist. Because...
shit, now I want to hear all that.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, I'm not... okay, well, we'll talk about it off the air.
Okay.
No, but there's some shady shit there. And I'm not just going to be, on it. And everybody's like, oh, what was honor this or that? Like, cool. Like, you can. I think Lorraine was a wonderful human being. And I think she did a lot of great things. And that's, I love that. But I think there's some other shady shit there that we're not going to, I can't speak of, but I'm also not going to be the bullshit, like, you know, oh, we're going to pretend there's something that's not there that is there. So.
Tease.
It is. I'm just being me. I'm being honest. I'm being real. And no, I'm not trying to demean anything, but it is what it is. There's something that's there, and I'm not going to be the person that's going to sit here and pretend like, oh, no. No. Let's fucking own up to it. That's all. Okay. There you go. Halloween, the new one, it's out. Harper is like, asking me like about like Halloween movies to watch, and she's like, I don't watch Scream. I'm like, I hate Scream. Like, Scream was out when I was in high school. What's some other good ones that you would suggest?
I don't know. I like the older ones. Like, yeah. I love Rosemary's Baby, and it's not one that people talk about that often, but I think it's brilliantly done. It's super creepy. I think The Exorcist is super creepy.
We watched The Exorcist the other day. She was not impressed. She was very much like,
With The Exorcist?
Mm-hmm.
I just like those old ones. And I don't think the slasher movies are really that spooky. I think it's that whole possibility you're pregnant with a devil's child. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Somebody tell me a fairy.
And there was a weird movie. Like, it was like, it some like felt like it was, I saw it. Oh my God. It was like almost 20 years ago now. And at the time it was 20 years old. Like, I think when I saw it at least, or close to. So, but it was like an old movie then. It was, but it was so just off, and it just felt weird. Roman Polanski movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talk about a creepy guy.
So a little more R. Kelly movie. It's just like if R. Kelly produced it now, it'd be like locked in the closet, or locked in the...
Which would also be a really scary movie. Yeah. Just living R. Kelly would be a scary movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like those old ones. I like the ones that are not so slash them up, the murder. I like something that's actually a little bit more scary.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference, so...
Do you like, how about the, what I love, one of my favorites is just Night of the Living Dead, the, George A. Romero, yeah. Black and white. And it was somewhat political because it was in the 60s that it was made. So, I mean, and that's what I'm going to ask you. I mean, cause you were more in that era. You mean that's more of your generation. So what did that feel like? I mean, did...
I don't even remember that movie.
Really?
I've seen it, yeah. But I mean, that's not my era. That's really kind of before me.
A little bit before, but it's more closer to that world than I am.
But when I did watch it, I was probably in my 30s.
Well, the thing came out in the mid 60s.
Yeah, I never saw it.
No, okay.
Not till I was in my 30s, and it's a really bad movie. It's really bad.
Oh, it's horrible, but the political stance on it is very interesting.
Now, one thing that I did when I first started radio, every Halloween they would do this deal at the drive-in movie theater, and it would be this scary movie, and they would actually give you a certificate. It was the Faces of Death. And it was like so freaking creepy, and it was like supposedly real clips. And when you left, you would get a certificate that you watched it. Which I think is just bizarre.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thank God you watched it. This is the intro.
Yeah, but it's like to prove it. Like, look, I really sat through it and didn't barf. But yeah, the Faces of Death, there's like a podcast.
Faces of Death
book.
Was like, wasn't that like the, that was like, oh my God. It was like, just like all these things of like people that died. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. And you watched a podcast or something about the people that did the, I heard it.
Did you watch it?
It was on like, no, because I saw bits of it.
I can't imagine you being like, this is okay. Like, no, that was horrible.
That's so not me.
I remember like, that was something that was like, I remember like going through like Blockbuster Video in like 1999 or something, or, you know, 2000. And it'd be like one of those like weird videos on the side. And you're just like, what the, like, no, I'm not watching that. Because there was like, the internet was new at that time too. And I remember going to just like internet, like weird internet sites, to be like, look at this. Like friends would send you links to stuff. And there was one called Rotten.com. Do you remember Rotten?
Mm-hmm.
It was like Faces of Death, basically, but the website. And there was like just the most horrific pictures posted. Like people that got like cut in half by trains.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm never, ever, ever going back here again. And like, it was like the first thing I saw, I'm like, fucking done. No. And ever since when you told me there was an accident by the train track the other day, we're near the radio station, I'm like, oh God, I just like that. Just that's what comes to my mind. But like those sites, they were like kind of a novelty in the early 2000s. And of course, if you want to find them today, you could easily find that shit. But it's just like, why the fuck would you want to see those things?
Yeah. Super creepy.
Back then it was more of a novelty. It was like, look at that, kids. It's like, no, please don't. What was the worst thing? We're going to wrap up the show in a minute. But what was the worst thing you ever saw online that like someone sent you online? Of like, look at this.
I don't know. I know what the worst thing I ever saw was, and I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to put that thought in my brain again.
Okay.
But let's just say the name of the video is Barnyard Animals. That's all.
Oh God! What type of animals did it involve?
Barnyard animals.
Give me a species.
Name a barnyard animal.
Cow, horse.
There you go. There you go.
Oh God.
And they showed it at work. Like, I'm trying to be cool.
Was this at radio? Was this
radio?
Is this at radio?
Yes.
On rock.
Yes.
Okay, so you were at 2
at 10 a.m. no less.
So you were at the rock station.
Then,
okay.
Later in the day, I had to go to the state fair.
So what's this, like 99 or something? You're like around that area?
Probably 95.
Okay. 90, yeah.
No, it'd probably be like 93.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't want to talk about it.
My worst
is...
Like
one of those things that you can't get out of your brain ever.
My worst is what I just talked about. It was, I walked in on a coworker. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. but there was, it was just off. I don't think he was like getting off to anything. I think it was more like just like looking at oddities of like weird shit. And I had no idea like these things existed out there. And he's like, look at this. I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? And it's like, it was literally someone who was cut in half by a fucking train. And I was just like,
off my headphones.
Oh my God. I was like, what is this? I'm like, no, I don't want to see this ever again. And I walked away and it was so disturbing.
Oh, I can't hear any more of that.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk anymore about it, but it was so fucked up. And the thing is, and then like the next week, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, it's this new thing. And where did he find it? Google. And it was, Google was brand new. And when you click on Google, it was I think Google still has it actually. Like the, I'm feeling lucky or something. It is. Yeah. I'm feeling lucky. And it was just Google at the time. And then it was like the first, it was a new search engine. Yahoo was still the big one. And I was still a Yahoo person. And I'm like, what are you finding this stuff on? And he showed me like what the fuck? And I'm like, I was so disturbed by it. But I remember being on that like 20 years ago, seeing that and just like, what the fuck is this? And that was just, oh my God. That I can't do. But I remember like there used to be like a surgery channel on television as well, where there was like, they would like broadcast surgeries. And you're like, back when you like to like search the channels, like up and down, you would like get a quick glimpse of everything. I remember that and was like, what the fuck is this? Is like, I'm seeing like a half open, like uterus or something. I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? I'm just trying to like find like a fucking comedy. But that used to exist too.
So gross.
It was.
Gross.
It was back in the day of, what do you do? So Thanksgiving stuff. We're talking about, let's talk about that for a moment. Planes, trains, automobiles. That's my go-to. Do you have any go-tos on the holidays?
No. Oh, well, It's a Wonderful Life, but that's not until Christmas, so.
Do you really watch it every year?
Every year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Online or?
Never skip.
On the network?
Yep. Christmas Eve.
Who airs it still?
Oh, a bunch of stations. I can't remember. There's one that does. It's like A Christmas Story. It runs nonstop.
So you can still find it. Network.
It was on NBC. Okay. It was all okay. Over. Then it went just to NBC, and now they're doing it on that loop thing.
I haven't watched it in years. That's been a long time.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do.
All right. Well, here we go. As we dive into December 1 on this episode. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening. True Real Ghost Stories online.